With Michigan Radio News, I'm Sarah Hewlett. The water in Flint is likely poisoning kids. That's what pediatricians in the city say after looking at lead levels in young children before and after the city switched the source of its drinking water. The news did not come as a surprise to Leanne Walters. She knew something was wrong with her son several months ago.
I kept talking to the doctors, trying to figure out why he wasn't growing. He was 27 pounds at 4 years old. His hair was thinning, breaking out in rashes.
This was in April, a year after the city quit buying water from Detroit and decided to treat Flint River water while it waited to join a new water system that's supposed to come online next year. Walter says her son would get a rash when he took baths. There would be a line on his body that corresponded with where the bath water ended. Above it, his skin was fine. Below it, where his skin was underwater, he'd get a rash.
The doctors in the city gave me a hard time testing my kids. I took them out of the city and went down and seen a dermatologist down in Brighton who ran the test and called me personally to let me know that he did have lead poisoning and anemia from the lead poisoning and is having speech problems.
Turns out the rash was probably from a chlorine byproduct the city had to dump into the river water to kill the E. coli that had made people sick the summer before. People knew that chemical, it's called TTHM, was a problem. But lead wasn't on many people's radar until a guy named Mark Edwards came to town. Edwards is a researcher from Virginia Tech. His tests of Flint tap water found lead levels in some homes that were higher than federal regulators allow, and a lot higher than the city found in the tests it conducted. He says the river water is so corrosive, it's eating the lead from old pipes and solder.
So if he hadn't identified increased water lead levels, it wouldn't have prompted me to say, hey, maybe we can look at our blood lead levels.
This is Dr. Mona Hannah Atisha. She's a pediatrician with Hurley Children's Hospital. She looked at blood tests for kids under 5 years old before Flint switched its water source and after. And she found the percentage of kids with elevated lead levels almost doubled.
My research shows that lead levels have gone up. I cannot say it's from the water, but that's, you know, the thing that has happened.
Hannah Atisha and other physicians are urging the city to issue an advisory about how to minimize exposure to lead in the water. The county health department says it's drafting that now. Natasha Henderson is the Flint City Administrator. She says she's concerned about the lead problem.
And that's why we are actually asking for funding to help with infrastructure. It's not a secret that the city is very financially distressed.
Henderson and other city officials say they're working with state and federal regulators to get a handle on the problem. But they're quick to point out that the city's own tests show it's in compliance with the Safe Drinking Water Act. As for Leanne Walters, the mother of the son with health problems, she wants the city to go back to Detroit water.
I want them to take responsibility. I want them to quit poisoning their citizens.
Flint officials say going back to the Detroit system isn't an option. But the move that was supposed to save Flint money is turning out to be very costly, both for the city and its residents. I'm Sarah Hewlett, Michigan Radio News.